Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Day 27 of the government shutdown, and we are seeing the effects at the airport. Let's get the story live from our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, this shutdown is meaning that traffic controllers are not getting paid. So some are calling out sick, and a lot of them are doing that so they can find a second job to pay their bills. Others are getting impacted, even pilots. And I spoke with Anna. She has a cousin, actually, who's a pilot for United. She was just delayed 2 hours, in fact, coming into Newark herself. And she says she sympathizes with those who are not coming to work.
You feel for that or no?
Yeah, I feel for that. Yeah. I mean, I feel very, yes, because I own my own business, so I know what it is to work.
And you have somebody, you said, who works for an airline?
Yes.
If you can, what are they going through right now?
Same thing. He said sometimes they have to sit at the airport for a whole day just to wait for somebody to come to work to do their job.
Now, last night here, there were major delays. We read one flight that was delayed 11 hours. I've been looking at the board here. It looks like a scattered delays and cancellations, but that could change at any time, Susan, in terms of the shifts. When the traffic controller shifts change, it depends who's coming, who's not, and it could throw everything into chaos. So Secretary Duffy from the Transportation Department nationally is saying, we got to get this resolved, especially before the holidays arrive in a few weeks, or we could really have trouble. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, Terminal B here at Newark.
Newark Airport, the location where today four tractor, trailer, truckloads of food will be distributed to federal workers by the Community Food Bank of New Jersey. That's from 10 a.m. to noon, Terminal C, Level 2, Door 5, while supplies last. As New Yorkers cast their early voting ballots, both Andrew Cuomo and Zohran Mamdani were on the mayoral campaign trail in Queens. Cuomo was at a Stand with Israel rally in Kew Gardens.
He is a divider. He is a zealot. He is an extremist. He is a radical. He is dangerous for New York City, and he cannot be mayor.
Mamdani held a rally at Forest Hill Stadium.
We spent months working to convince the world that New Yorkers have a right to afford this city that we all love. Now, we are being forced to defend the idea that a Muslim is even allowed to lead it.
He was joined by Governor Hochul, AOC, and Bernie Sanders.
A victory here in New York will give hope and inspiration to people throughout our country and throughout the world.
Curtis Sliwa was at the Museum of Natural History.
I cast my vote for myself and the Republican line, straight down the line, and on the back, no to every initiative and referendum against the city of yes.
Early voting continues through Sunday. Election day is 1 week from tomorrow. There is a slasher on the loose in New York City. Cops say the same person was behind three attacks in a 24-hour period over the weekend. The first was in Flatbush Saturday, 6:30 a.m. on a Manhattan-bound Q train at Church Avenue, where a 37-year-old man was slashed in the face. Just after 9:30 that night, a 53-year-old man was assaulted at Foster and New York Avenues. Then, just before 7 p.m. Sunday, Cops say the same guy went after a 56-year-old on Newkirk and New York Avenue. All three victims should be okay. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers 800-577-TIPS. Central Park's Wallman Rink marked a milestone Sunday.
And on the 75th anniversary, it was 60 degrees and sunny, but Tiffany says that wasn't stopping her.
And it's a warm day, even though that's the antithesis of ice skating, but it's still fun.
Fun and free. Everyone's two favorite words, free skating, performances, and small bites. Now, Tiffany says she's no pro, but she still gave it a shot. Her mom, on the other hand.
Oh, darling, I haven't ice skated since I was about 10.
Well,
and that was
get you out there.
No. At my age, I'll get out there and break a hip and then I'll be no good.
But don't worry, she sends her love and moral support to skaters. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Central Park.
As she fights a federal indictment, the NAACP held a rally Sunday in support of New York Attorney General Tish James.
I didn't elect a king and I don't bow to a king. I believe in the rule of law. I believe in democracy. I believe in righteousness. And righteousness, my friends, will reign now and forever. We've got this. Hands off. Hands off.
The feds accused James of falsely describing a Virginia rental property on paperwork as a second home, something she denies. Her next court date is in January. Governor Hochul announcing a plan to stave off Halloween scares on the road. History shows that Halloween is the deadliest day of the year for pedestrians under 18 years old. And so the governor says New Yorkers can expect stepped up traffic enforcement this week through and including Halloween night. That includes multiple sobriety checkpoints. The Rutgers chapter of Alpha Sigma Pi has been permanently shut down. That's after a 19-year-old ended up critically injured from an alleged hazing incident involving electric wires and water. And not only that, police apparently responded to the frat house on College Avenue after the 911 call was immediately disconnected. Officials also say the house has a history of safety violations dating back 11 years, including exposed wiring, missing fire alarms, and obstructed exits. The Middlesex County Prosecutor's Office is investigating.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.